Why is everything always cake and all the...
Because we have got so many branches, they want to hear me, my singing, my speech. Therefore, they record it and send it to different branches. We have got 13, 14 branches. One in New York, one in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Buffalo, Boston, Montreal, Vancouver, London, Hamburg. There were so many branches.
What are the basic beliefs of Krishna?
Krishna means God. God, this word, does not explain the nomenclature of God. Now this Krishna is Sanskrit word and it conveys the full meaning of God. So Krishna means all attractive. All attractive means he is full of all opulences. In this world, we are attracted by one who is very rich. We are attracted by one who is very famous. We are attracted by one who is very highly educated. We are attracted by someone who is very beautiful. Similarly, these are features of attraction. And when all these attractions are reposed in one place, without any rivalry, he is God. That is the consciousness. So Krishna means all these six opulences in fullness together. That is the full definition of God.
What effect to the followers does chanting give? I heard from one that said it transports into a utopian type situation. I wonder if you could elaborate on that a little more.
Which situation?
Utopia, like where there's no harm, no all is good and.
Yes. Now, this our process is chanting. It is very innocent. If you sit down and chant with us, you have no loss, no harm. But there is great gain, you see. By chanting, you gradually cleanse your heart and you can realize what is God. That is the greatest gain. Human life is meant for knowing God. The animals, they cannot know. Although the bodily demands of the animal and the human being are the same. The animals, they sleep. Man also sleeps. Animals, they eat. Man also eats. The animal, they are also afraid of some enemy. Man is also afraid of some enemy. The animals, they met with the opposite sex. The man also do that. But what is the special significance of man? He can understand about God, but the animal cannot. Therefore, if a man does not take to this understanding, he is no better than animal. A man who has no God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, he is no better than animal. Because he has no other business than the four principles of bodily demands. So that is also prevalent in animal kingdom. Therefore, this is a privilege for human being to understand about God, and as such, in every human society, there is some sort of religious principle. This religious principle means to understand God. Either you take it Christianity or Judaism or Hinduism, every religion is trying to understand God according to their capacity. So, without this understanding, means Krishna consciousness, the human life is as good as animal life.
Oh, do you believe that other religions have some truth to them? Because they all are...
I have already told that religion means searching after God. Every religion. The process may be different, the audience may be different, just like in Christianity. There is conception of God. God created this world. So this is a fact, we also say. But we say in very lucid explanation from the Vedas. We don't stop simply saying God created. But how created, how things develop, these descriptions are there in the Vedic literature. That is the difference. Otherwise, there is no difference of opinion. The Christians accept God created this world. The Jewish religion, they also accept God created this world. The Muslims, they also accept God created this world. We also accept God created this world. So God is the supreme, God is great. That is accepted by everyone. And the only difference is that we give details so that modern mind who are advanced in education and scientific knowledge, they can understand. Whereas others, they cannot give in detail. Therefore, they are deviating gradually. Because the modern advanced educated person, they want to know how God created this world. That description is lacking. But we can give that. That is the difference. Otherwise, the primary principle to understand God, God is great, we are small, teeny, we are subordinate, we are maintained by God. This idea is everywhere.
Well, what is your explanation of the creation of the world?
Well, that is a huge thing that we have to see to the Srimad Bhagavatam, that God expanded Himself, first of all, in Mahavishnu. He lied down on the causal ocean, and while he was in sleeping mood, from his breathing, innumerable universes came into existence. Then each and every universe, Mahavishnu entered. Then again he lied down there, and from him the first creature, Brahma, generated. Then Brahma created other planets. There was creation of sound. From the sound, the sky came into existence. From the sky, air came into existence. From air, fire came into existence. From fire, water came into existence. And from water, this land developed. In this way, there are very detailed description in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have to take it that way.
Were you born in this country or were you born
here? No. I was born in India, Calcutta. My birthplace is Calcutta.
When did you come to this country?
I came here in September 1965.
Did you come with the purpose of spreading
Krishna? Yes. I am an ordained minister for preaching this missionary activities. So I came here in September 1965, and for 1 year I was traveling in many parts of your country. In the beginning I was in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, And then I went to Philadelphia. Then I came to New York. And in this way, I was traveling, not very much. And in 1966, July 1st, I started my class in New York at 26 Second Avenue. That is my first starting. Then the younger generation began to come to me, and they started the San Francisco branch, Montreal branch. In this way, the institution is growing, and we have sent our students to Europe also. We have already started one branch in London, one in Hamburg. And we have sent our students in Honolulu. They have started a branch there. So our program is to start as many branches as possible to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And it is very easy. We simply invite persons to come and chant with us. It doesn't matter what he is, what is his language, what is his religion. We don't take into account all these things. And this Hare Krishna is so easy to utter that any man can utter. That we have experienced. Any part of the world, we chant Hare Krishna and they can very easily imitate and chant. In child, they also. So, by chanting, he gradually becomes Krishna conscious. His heart becomes cleansed, and he can understand what is science of Krishna, what is science of God. Then he automatically offers himself for initiation. Then he initiates him and guides him in different ways. But our students are strictly forbidden to have illicit sex life or meat eating or intoxication. Again, these four things are strictly forbidden for our students. And they take it seriously. We get our, in our country, boys and girls, they live as friends. I don't allow that. If there is such friendship, I immediately ask them. If they become my student, I immediately ask them to be married. And this experiment has proved very successful. I got these young boys and girls married, and they are very happily living, and husband and wife, they are preaching. All my students in London, there are six boys and girls, they are married by me, and they are very doing very nicely. So, this will, the Krishna consciousness movement is very nice in everywhere, especially in this country. That is my opinion. And people will be benefited, especially the younger section who are feeling frustration in every respect, and they are now happy. It is practical. Just ask any one of my students how they are happy. You have seen in our temple how happily they are living and dancing. From their face is in the mind. You'll understand from their face how happy they are being. They are not smoking, they are not taking marijuana, rati, you know, this nonsense, you don't allow. Simple food and chanting, that makes them happy. Simple.
Okay. Okay. I noticed that most of your followers at the temple are young, like in the college age or in the teenage. Is it because Krishna doesn't attract the older generation? And
Krishna attracts everyone. Just like magnetic stone attracts iron, but the iron is covered with too much muddy things. The magnetic force does not work. These younger generation, they are not too much dirty. Therefore, they are very easily attracted. It is like a magnetic force. The same example, that magnetic force attracts iron. That is natural. But the iron is too much rusty and covered with muddy things, then it does not act. So older generation means they are convinced in some way. They cannot accept any new thing. You see, they are in their last stage of life. Whatever they have understood, they cannot forget. But younger generation, they have got capacity to take new things. It's like nobody goes, no old man goes to school because they are unable to receive education. But younger generation, they go. So there is an age to receive. So this age is recipient. Therefore, naturally, it is a nice thing that you see. Initiation means formally acceptance of the line of activities in Krishna consciousness. Before that, before initiation, we invite everyone to come and sit down with us, chant, dance, take prasadam, hear philosophy. And if he understands, this is very nice, then he offers himself to be initiated, then he accepts. Then he imposes this restriction that if you want to be initiated, we got hundreds of letters. There's everyone who has attended our classes, daily we are getting some married couples or boys and girls, but most of them are younger. My students are within 30s. The oldest student I've got at the present moment, he's 28 years. No, Kirtanananda is about 30 years old. That's all. So, of course, I do not get any older people. But that is nice, hopeful, because younger section, if they take it very seriously, then I have a hope that they will preach in future, even in my absence. Old people, if a man becomes too much accustomed to a certain limited size, in old age it is very difficult to get it up, unless one is extraordinarily intelligent.
What is the purpose of the robes and
shading? Have you ever shaved? Oh, that is not very difficult to understand. Just like you dress in a certain way, I dress in a certain way, so we have got this dressing system in our Krishna consciousness movement, and this is taken from Vedic literature, Brahmachari Sutra. Dress like that, and that is very economical. Our dress is saffron dress, it does not become dirty very quickly, and this dress is not very important thing, but when one is initiated, he accepts the regulation which I give them. So it is not that if you do not come in that dress in our temple, you will not understand our philosophy. We don't mean that. But it is convenient. But anyone who does not want to change this dress, that does not matter. We don't insist. These brahmacharis voluntarily change. Otherwise, there are many students just like we have got two, three students, they are working, they come just like ordinary American gentlemen. So there is no objection in that way. Dress is not very important.
Do you have a name that you call, are they called students? Like, would you be called a student or...
Brahmacharya. We have got four divisions. Those who are not married, they are called Brahmacharis. And those who are married, they are called Grihasthas. And those who are retired, they are called Vanaprasthas. And those who are renounced, they have no connection with anything worldly, they are called Sannyas. Just like I am Sannyasi. Sannyasi means I have got my family, I have got my wife, children, grandchildren in India, but I have no connection with them. I live alone.
Can I ask
for a spelling on those? Yes, Brahmachari. B-R-A-H-M-A-C-H-A-R-Y. This is Brahmachari. Then Grihastha. G-R-I-H-A-S-C-H-A. Grihastha. H-A-S-C-H-A. Grihastha. G-R-I-H-A-S-C-H-A. Is that clear? Grihastha. And then Vanaprastha. V-A-N-A-P-R-A-S-T-H-A. Vanaprastha. Then Sannyasi. S-N-N-Y-A-S-I. Sannyasi. Four divisions. Four divisions. And there are other four orders of social system. That is, according to work, division according to work and quality. Just like the Brahmins. B-R-A-H-M-A-I-N-S. Brahmins. Brahmins means the most intelligent class of the society. The Kshatriyas. K-S-A-K-T-R-Y-A-S. Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas means persons who are interested in politics, in the management of the country, political affairs, they are called Kshatriyas. Similarly, there is the Vaishyas. V-A-I-S-Y-A-S. Vaishyas means the mercantile, productive class. Those who are engaged in producing grains or trade, milk, industry. Of course, industry artisans, they are called artisudras. Anyway, any person engaged in producing for the needs of the society, they are called vaishyas. And the worker class is called Sudra. So according to Vedic system, these are eight divisions. Unless the human society is divided into these eight divisions in terms of material and spiritual progress of life, that is not accepted as human society.
Have they encountered any problems in, out on the Hollywood Boulevard? Police action or trying to move or?
Yes, only that depends on the whims of the police. Sometimes they say you are blocking our roads. Sometimes, oh, you are doing nice. So that depends on their temperament.
How about in the crowd?
Crowd, of course, whenever there is crowd, it is natural. Police do not like it. So we don't create crowds. But generally, people out of inquisitiveness, they gather together and see how they are chanting. They are sympathetic. They contribute. they purchase our books and literature, the people, public is sympathetic. A police are also sympathetic. They don't object when you go at night. But during busy hours, they object. So, one of our students was arrested by the police. So, he was taken to the court, and I gave them $315 for this one. Bail. But he was not convicted. He was immediately liberated, and now our money was returned. So it is not a problem.
Were there any followers before you came to this country?
In this country, of this Krishna consciousness movement, there was none. It is the first time I am introduced. But in India, it is very, very old, since the advent of Krishna. And at least since the last 5,000 years. So Krishna is very popular in India. In every home, Krishna is worshipped. And there are many millions of temples of Krishna in India, and followers also. Followers mean almost all Hindus have followers of Krishna. They read this Bhagavad Gita. So, I have recently published Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is published by Macmillan Company. And this book is very nicely being received. It is being reviewed by several papers. I have got many other books that are being gradually introduced. Perhaps you have seen in our counter. We have got books, magazines, and calendars, and other literatures. So it is a very scientific movement. It is not a sentiment as bogus wax. It is anyone who wants to understand this movement philosophically, scientifically, they will be very much satisfied. It is. The idea is that any religious movement without philosophical basis, it is simply sentiment or fanaticism. And philosophy without idea of God is simply mental speculation. Therefore, religious principles combined with philosophy, that is perfect. So, the younger section become attracted to this movement because we are giving some religious principle based on philosophy.
Would you say there are in the United States?
Initiated members, there are about 100, a little more. But sympathizers, admirers, there are many. Those who come, those who contribute, they take sympathy, they help, and in that way there are many followers. But actually, initiated members, there are about a little more than 100.
Right after the chanting, everyone bows.
Yes.
And that I don't understand.
Well, that is offering respect. The whole our Krishna consciousness movement is to ask people to surrender to God. They are rebelled against God. Somebody says there is no God. Somebody says that I am God. These nonsense things are to be eradicated from human society. So they should be trained to submit. So this submission is symbolized by bowing down. Yes, you are great, I am humble. This should be taught. Otherwise, physically they think somebody thinking that I am God. They do not know what is God. It is most foolish proposal if somebody claims that he is God. He is God. So we very much hate this proposal when a man claims that he is God. It is most blasphemous.
Okay, yeah. Have
you've
been over here about 4 years, but have you been dropped out of the movement, of the 100 that were initiated?
They are doing nicely. They are making progress. They are understanding the philosophy. They are working for it. Now, I am the only man who came from India. And still I am one. I know there are many Indians, but I have no Indian follower here. Of course, in India we are what? That's a different thing. But with all these American boys, they are cooperating with me. That means we are taking this movement very seriously. We have got 2 great papers, magazines already, Back to Godhead. One is published from New York. And the other is published from Montreal. In French language. Montreal, it is published in French language and was well received. Recently I received a letter from my disciple, Janardhan. He is Janis Dambar, N.A. He is the editor of that paper. He is a very good scholar in French language. His wife is also a good scholar, Muna. She is also a very good scholar in French language. So they are publishing, and the magazine is well received by the French-speaking people there. And we have contemplation to publish the same magazine in German language also. From Germany.
I was talking to him
the other day.
He said his name was Tamal.
Tamal, yes. Tamal Krishna.
And he
was from
Manhattan. Now I assume when you join, you assume the name, you change the name.
Yes, when one is initiated, I give him a name which means remembrance of Krishna.
Is it necessary to know a bit of Indian language when you join? Because I
noticed
that when
you're... This is not Indian name. This is Sanskrit name.
It's what?
Sanskrit. Sanskrit is a language which is mother of all languages. Sanskrit, S-A-N-S-K-R-I-T, Sanskrit language. So this is the original language of this, not only of this planet, in other planets also this language is spoken. So the names are in Sanskrit. They do not belong to any community or any section. It is universal name. We have no information. Just like this word, Krishna. It is universally known. All attract. The exact English translation is all attract. So, there cannot be any proper nomenclature for God than this, all attract. Unless God is all attractive, how can be God? This is the perfect nomenclature. Similarly, anything Sanskritically named, that is all perfect. Yes.